Shalom, friends. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, Jake Rubin. Welcome to MSU Hillel's The Weekly Kvetch. This podcast features news, interviews, and a whole lot of kvetching. So, I'm excited for you to join me and my trusty producers, Sophie and Nate, as we dive deep into all things Jewish.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to possibly the last episode of The Weekly Kvetch with your current hosts. I remain your host, Jake Rubin, and alongside my producers, Sophie, Nate, and MSU Hillel, it has been our absolute pleasure to bring you this beautiful, beautiful podcast this year. It's been a fun way to spend my Tuesday mornings, and I hope that you've enjoyed it as much as I have. We won't get sad yet, but it's just like, you know, welcome. We're getting near the end. It's sad. Everything's changing, but with new beginnings, just like pearls, we're going to find a clam on the inside and like a pearl. So yeah, this is sad. So welcome everybody to sadness. All right. So before we get started and we jump into the meat and potatoes of this week's very, very bittersweet episode, we have a quick word from our sponsors. So let's hear it.
The Weekly Kvetch is sponsored by MSU Hillel, the place to be for more than 3,500 Jewish students at MSU. The Weekly Kvetch is also sponsored by the 2021 MSU Hillel Seniors. Mazel tov on your graduation.
All right, and now we are going to move on to the next section of our podcast. Let's give them something to kvetch about. Let's give them something
to kvetch. Kvetch. Kvetch.
So what are we kvetching about today?
Well, since it is our last episode, I decided that I wanted to kvetch about something that I am truly passionate about, which is Vines and TikToks. Ooh. You know, they're just the sound bites from those videos are the best. But you know what? They get stuck in your head a lot. And I personally think it's the funniest thing ever, but sometimes people can find it really annoying.
It's just interesting that these like quick little repeating videos have become just like such an integral part of our pop culture. It's just like, where did they come from? Where did they go? Vine just kind of disappeared, and then in its wake we got musically from its death, birth, TikTok. And so TikTok is beautiful. There are definitely some very, very, what are they, like earwormy TikToks that are, you're just like, get out of my head.
I currently have Levitating by Dua Lipa stuck in my head at all times.
How does that go again?
You want me, I want you, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm levitating. Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a catchy song, though. So I'm like not mad about it.
But it's a good song, and it's used in a bunch of different parts of TikTok.
But one of my recent faves, which is, it's kind of a dying trend right now, but I don't know. I want to keep it alive. There's the audio bit from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. With the girl, her name is like Gianna or something like that. She's like, waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things. I just wish things would get better. It's just so funny.
We were also
Sophie and I had a meeting on Friday, and I told her that was stuck in my head. But that I was on TikTok and I found the girl, like the actual girl who sang it.
Ooh.
It was really overwhelming. It was about her parents' divorce and how they were also going to prison. Which is
wait, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, that's really hilarious. Funny. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Before this episode started, Sophie and I were talking about like TikToks and like vines that were stuck in our heads, and I brought up one that happened almost a year ago today, which were the two twins, and they were like Da Vinci.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Who painted the Mona Lisa? Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
And so it's just like, it was everywhere. And these guys, they're riding the coattails of Da Vinci. They make Da Vinci hats, glasses, you know, mugs.
They've made it their brand. It's their brand. Love it.
They're like, da brothers?
Da Vinci?
going to da store? So it's just like, you can make some serious cash if you have a really, really popular one.
Yes.
Like that TikToker who was drinking whatever.
Kombucha?
Yeah. Yes.
Brittany Broski.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was like,
Queen. there's always, we'll go to Vine. We got to appreciate Vine for a hot second here, because without Vine, we probably wouldn't have had TikTok or Musical.ly. So you got to respect our elders. Vines, I usually have a good couple stuck in my head all the time. One that I constantly quote is, you know, the one where the mother's like meditating to the like meditation music, and then the child runs across the street and says, "My poop is coming."
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's a good
Sophie
one.
Sophie, actually, Sophie Dwoskin is the person in my life who, honestly, one of the only people in my life who actually knows like verbatim different vines.
Yes.
I was on Vine, but I don't remember anything I saw there.
Yeah,
you
no.
On Vine? You made vines? Is that what you're saying?
You better believe it.
Oh my God.
Weekly Confetch secret content. Go find Nate's vines and then tell us.
Wait,
where
how do you find them?
You can still find them. You can go on the Vine website and look up your username. They should still be there.
What? All right, this is exciting.
If you find them, we'll give you a gift card to the restaurant of your choosing.
Yes.
Yeah. Honestly, I remember working with some stop motion animation, which was exciting. What else did I do? I did all kinds of stuff.
I was only on TikTok at like the end, like right before Vine. It died. Yes, Vine. Oh my God.
Hopefully you didn't manifest.
How dare you say that TikTok is dying? Mm-hmm. It's the lifeblood of our generation.
Vine. When Vine was dying, I was on TikTok because my parents wouldn't. Vine. My parents wouldn't let me get one. So I learned all these vines from compilations on YouTube and just made it my personality trait.
Drama. Major drama.
It's fun. I like them. What are your favorite vines? I have to think of one. I like the Hurricane. I'm a big fan of Hurricane Tortilla. that one is always in my head. Mm-hmm. I also like the Welcome to Chili's one, even though the guy just died. Actually.
I know. So sad.
That's so sad.
Guy. Yeah. So those are a couple of my favorite ones.
I have my favorite, which is Free Shavakadu.
Yep.
Yes. Good one.
Classic.
Free Shavakadu is hilarious. Yeah.
Classic. I would say my favorite vines. I like It's an Avocado. Thanks. Okay. I also like How My Name Is Trey and I have a basketball game tomorrow. I also like Country Boy, I love you. And there's also one where I forgot his name, the creator's name, but he like pronounces things incorrectly. And there's one, it's like Cavassier Pharmaquan. It's like CVS.
Yeah. I mean, those are they're golden. They're essentially like a snapshot of our society during that time. What's your favorite vine? Email us at theweeklykvetch@gmail.org and we might respond back to you. I don't think we actually have an email, but I always think like we should like have an email. So email us.
If you think we should have an email, leave a review and Apple Podcasts.
Maybe call our phone number. That's T whatever the numbers correlate. If you call it, maybe you'll get a prize. Another gift card to the restaurant of your choosing.
We love a gift card.
Yay.
Yay, gift cards. Yay. So in conclusion, TikTok and Vines are elite to all forms of social media. And if you don't know Vines, then you can't be my friend. I'm just kidding. The way you can be my friend is if you tell me three vines is acceptable, or if you take a quiz and you get an 80% or above.
Any quiz,
like, you know, like the BuzzFeed quizzes, like
yeah just like you have to take a math quiz to be my friend.
Yes. And if you don't have TikTok because you think it's stupid and it's for children, get your head out of your tuchus. get on the app because it's for everyone.
Maybe you're in fact the one who is stupid, and you are in fact the one that is made for children. So
yes,
take a hard look at yourself. All right, that was let's give them something to fetch about for the last time. Oh, so sad, so sad. And now we're going to move on to our interview portion of the podcast. So this is a very special time, and yeah, very interviewee.
Well, weekly fetch listeners, it's big sad, as Sophie mentioned, but this is our last interview. And I'm very excited to be interviewing our executive producer, Sophie Dwoskin, and our esteemed host, Jake Rubin.
Wow.
So Jake and Sophie, thanks for joining me here on the Weekly Fetch.
Of course.
Of course. It's my pleasure. I've heard this podcast is very funny and everybody should listen to all the episodes.
Yes.
Thank you. We love a good promotion. So right off the bat, Sophie, tell me like why the Weekly Fetch? What was so exciting about the Weekly Fetch? What made it exciting to work on or to create?
The Weekly Fetch was a great time for like great project for my lovely internship with MSU Hillel as the multimedia intern. I think what made the Weekly Fetch so much fun is that it was just, you know, something to do. And I created a bunch of connections to these people that we've interviewed. Like I FaceTimed Libby the other day, and because I help her come up with ideas for content now. And I think that's honestly the coolest thing that has come from this.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so in kind of like hearing about the inception of the podcast, Jake, what made you say yes to the ask of being our host?
Yeah. So I saw Sophie actually posted in one of the Facebook groups, one of the MSU class Facebook groups. And I was like, oh, this seems like fun. And so I took a day and I like recorded myself. I mean, you both have seen my like audition video, but in case the viewer hadn't noticed, I put my phone in different spots around the room and I did, oh, hey, I didn't see you there. I put it in my laundry basket. I put it in the bathroom and I was like, ah. And so I was just like, this seems like something I'd really like doing, where I can do like public speaking, and I can also kind of get a foot in the Jewish community, because I wanted to get more involved in Hillel this year. And I messaged Nate actually at the beginning of this year, and I was like, hey, I want to get more involved, and all of a sudden I'm doing everything. So look at me go.
Woo woo
woo woo.
Jake is a true Cinderella story, hiding away in the dusty old, I don't know, broom closet to, no, like her little carriage house that her stepmother made her live in, to now being here in the castle, both glass slippers on his feet.
Yes.
No, I think it's awesome. It, you know, the project to make the Weekly Fetch was something that we thought about, you know, how do we engage with college students, but also other people during a global pandemic? And the question still doesn't have an answer, but we've had a lot of tries. So yeah, that's awesome. Now both of you are seniors, so not only is our graduation episode all about me, because I'm graduating with my master's degree, but it's very much also all about you. So what's one thing or one exciting thing that you're doing post-graduation? And that could be like future plans or what you're doing on May 4th, 3rd, whatever. Jake, why don't you go first?
Okay, yeah. So after graduation, so this summer, I have no plans for anything. And I love it, because I have a feeling I'm going to be very busy these next couple of years. I'm going to be going to U of M to study social work to get my master's in that. And I'm very, very excited to be in Ann Arbor as a Spartan. I know you can like flame me and whatever, but Ann Arbor's such a beautiful city, and I really can't wait to really just explore the city. And you know, I'm just like, oh, yay, more school. But at the same time, I'm like, yay, more school. I think it's going to be really fun. And I'm just really excited to be able to do that. And so I'm just like, it's like, you know, make new friends, but keep the old, like, MSU.
One is silver, one is gold. Silver, sorry.
But like in the other, like U of M might be gold, like, or maize, as they say. So.
Totally. And well, and as the second verse goes, a circle is round and it has no end. And that's how long I want to be your friend.
Very, very.
Yeah. Thanks to the Girl Scouts. What is it about? Yeah. What is it about social work that draws you to the field?
Yeah. So I've in my undergrad here at U of M, MSU. Wow, I'm really just losing it. At my undergrad here at Michigan State, I am actually a humanities major. And so I've had a lot of experience volunteering and helping different people around the East Lansing community. I've worked with lots of different groups. And the more I kept working with different individual groups, the more I kind of fell in love with the idea of just like helping people. And I was like, this is something I really, really enjoy doing. It's something I'm good at doing. And it's something that I kind of want to do for the rest of my life. And then I realized that there's a career out of that. I could be a social worker. And so there's different types of social work, in case the person listening, in case the viewer, you're unfamiliar, there's macro and micro. Macro is like advocating for policies, and micro is like working individually with people. And I want to go into micro social work. So something where I can actually talk to somebody and really just interact with a normal human face and like just know that I'm making their lives better, just like feeling that in the moment.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, we need more social workers in the world, A, and B, we need more people like you working with other people. So there you go. Sophie, what are you doing post-grad?
That's a great question. Currently, it is unknown. I am on the hunt for a JOB. So if anyone listening has an open graphic designer position, entry level, that'd be great if you could like refer me. I'm pretty talented, you know, not to flex, but I do have photography skills under my belt and motion design skills under my belt, which is very much needed in nowadays in design, because everything's evolving and motion design is one of those things that sets people apart. So yeah, I'm also a fun person, you know. So if you want a fun person who's also talented, hit me up.
Yeah, get you a Sophie who can do both. And we've got one right here for you. So future employers, fun and hard.
Hire me.
Hired. That's great. No, I mean, it's exciting to have just like a different, you're moving into a different phase of your life. Nobody has to have it all figured out. I'm not that much older than you, but I also still do not have it figured out. And that's okay. I'm going to tell myself that until I'm either in the grave or my brain has been uploaded to a cloud somewhere. So, conspiracy theories. kind of pivoting a little bit to like being here on campus. What's like your favorite memory at MSU or your favorite Hillel memory? Anything. Sophie, why don't you start?
I think my favorite Hillel memory, I guess I'll just start there. Honestly, it's doing this podcast. It's been so much fun. I have learned so much. I have made connections, as I said earlier. I want to start a podcast post-college because I think it's so much fun, but I just don't know what I would talk about. I just love putting it together and reaching out to people to get them on the show. It's so much fun. A lot of the reaching out part was very much out of my comfort zone. And I was able to get that, I guess, normalize it. And so I'm like totally cool with like reaching out to people now, and I'm proud of myself for that. I would say favorite MSU memory. Oh, there's so many. I guess being in the sorority and creating the friends that I did in the sorority. I guess that just overall was a very special experience for me.
Big sad, but also really great. I mean, the experience that you make in college is unique to yourself. It's like your fingerprint. That's awesome. Jake, favorite memories?
Okay. So So as I mentioned earlier, my favorite Hillel memory, I decided I wanted to get involved in Hillel during a pandemic. So I wasn't sure how I would actually get involved. And this has been the way. And honestly, doing this has been my favorite, like, just Hillel memory. I've stopped by Hillel a couple times after this now to, like, pick up Shabbat dinner and to just, like, really walk around. And I'm like, shoot, I wish I would have done this 4 years ago. But that's okay. I'm still really grateful. Like Sophie said, I made a lot of cool connections, a lot of people follow me, and I've really interacted with some people. I've, especially in social work, I've met a lot of people that we've interviewed have been like prolific Jewish people in the social work and the community of helping. And so I've been talking to lots of these different people and asking them for advice in the field. And that's been really, really cool. And also it's just been really fun. I just really like expressing myself in this way because I love talking. And the one thing I love talking more about anything else is myself. So really, it's just been a really wonderful time. And this has probably been one of my favorite, like, Jewish centered memories here at MSU. My favorite memories at MSU, like Sophie said, there's a ton to choose from. Mine would probably be the time that I spent doing improv here at MSU. For those of you who might not know, fellow listener, I've been on one of MSU's improv teams all 4 years, and this year I've had the pleasure of being the director of this improv team. So I plan practices, I organize shows, and I wasn't really sure how it would go with the pandemic, but it still went really well. And improv has been such a fun way to express myself, and I made some of my closest friends doing it, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I actually just had my very last practice last night. So everything is just kind of like very, very sad. And so, but I walk away from everything that I've done these past 4 years just really grateful for the people that I met and the opportunities that I've had.
Aw, that's great. Oh, I don't like this anymore. I was excited, but now I'm not. Ha 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 ha. Cool. Well, I have two more questions. My last question is, what is one piece of advice that you would give to a Jewish Spartan that you wish you knew? And this could be like a brand new Jewish Spartan. This could be someone who, like, a current Jewish Spartan. It doesn't matter.
That I didn't know?
Or that you wish you knew?
That I wish I knew?
I can go first.
Yeah, great.
So something that I wish I would have known, or something that I wish somebody would have just told me, is that it's Hillel and, like, the Jewish organizations, Hillel and Chabad, they're not scary. It's something I just kind of made it out to be something bigger and scary than it actually was. And if something I knew is that just go with your friends. Like, if you're intimidated, just find a group of people and go with them. I went a couple times, actually, my freshman year with a group of people. But then once that group kind of dispersed, I never really went back. So talk to somebody who you might not have been friends with in high school, who's Jewish. And if they don't have anybody to go with, maybe you can go together and make some friends and just sit with new people and experience it that way. Or the staff working at Hillel, people like Nate, they're not scary and they're here to help you. So if they reach out to you, don't be scared and don't ignore messages. Just respond and be like, yeah, I'm willing to try this out. I'm willing, have coffee with one of the people. It's not scary. I just wish somebody would have told me that it's okay and it's a new experience and it's okay to be a little overwhelmed, but they got your back.
Amazing. Everyone listen to Jake. Sophie, what about you?
I can't think of like anything, but I think mostly I would just say get involved freshman year. Yeah, like kind of Jake said, it can be intimidating because you have all these like upperclassmen that have been doing Hillel for, I guess, yeah, longer than you because you literally just got to campus. But you just have to find your footing. I did Fish, the Fish Tank. What was it called? Fish?
It's the First Year Students of Hillel Teamwork and Networking Committee.
Yeah, that. And I think that's kind of where I was, you know, able to like start like the whole like leadership journey, because I knew I wanted to personally hold positions on some sort of board during college. And so that was a great way to be able to step in. But if you aren't into holding positions, go to Shabbat, go to events. There's always people to talk to. Don't be afraid. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. I have one final question for each of you, and I'll give a little preface, which is we here at the Weekly Kvetch are very, very strong supporters and fans of the Squishmallow Revolution. Squishmallows, for those of you who do not know, are overstuffed stuffed animals that have a very velvety, marshmallowy outside feel and is filled with love and goodness and a lot of fluff. They have button eyes. They have backstories. They have all different lives, basically. And so here's my question for each of you, which is, who's your favorite Squishmallow? Tell us who they are and why.
Okay, I'll go first. My favorite Squishmallow is Austin the Avocado because I love avocados. And I have 4 avocado Squishmallows, which might seem problematic to some people, but it's not problematic to me because I don't care. They're comfortable. I also think he's just like, it's a cute Squishmallow. It's comfy avocado. Yeah,
perfect. There you go. Jake, what about you?
Okay, so I'm between a couple, honestly, because you can't make me choose between my babies. So but the first one is this big hunk of chunko right here behind me, Leonard the Lion. I love his rainbow mane. This is the biggest size that they have. It's bigger than like the Costco ones. How many inches is it? 24 inches. This is like 2 yardsticks together. It's insane, but it's so comfy and I love it. And the other one is I think Luna the penguin. I don't remember their name, but it's so cute. I traded with somebody on one of the Squishmallow Facebook groups. I met her in the back of a parking lot. I felt like I was doing a deal that was not for Squishmallows, but for something else. But it's funny. This penguin is adorable. I don't remember the exact name of it, but I love her little scarf and her little earmuffs. So it's ready for the winter season.
There you go.
There you go.
Nate, who's your favorite Squishmallow?
Who's your favorite? Very important.
I just got a new Squishmallow. So previously my favorite was Daryl the dragon. Or no, I'm so sorry. Daryl is a dog.
Desmond?
Oh my god. Yeah, Desmond the dragon. Wow. I have like 3 dragons, so it's all confusing. I love Desmond the dragon. Then I got Daryl the dog, but now my true favorite is a 16-inch Luther the tie-dye shark.
Ooh.
He is so cool. And also, like, okay, here's the down. Here, I'm not going to take all the time from me, but I had like all of these Squishmallows, but they were all like seasonal. So it was like, okay, cool. Like this one's a Valentine's Day one, or this one's a whatever. And I don't think those are like actually like fully real. They're probably like a 75% real kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I got Daryl the dog from Aldi, but Daryl the dog, it doesn't have like the all black eyes. He has like the more anime eyes, and those are less rare and less exciting. So then I was like, okay, fine. Then I got Luther, and I was like, this is my first actual real unique Squishmallow that's not holiday themed and has the real eyes, and I was lit. So yeah, Luther the shark. He's blue tie-dye. Super cool.
Super cute. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Good job, Nate. Great job. Nate is going to carry on the torch of this podcast as he goes out, as we start to wither away. But yes, so now we're going to move on to the next section of the podcast. One might say it's my favorite one. It's the Jake rant. So, Jake, what are you going to be ranting about today? Well, today I'm going to be ranting about college. Welcome to the year 2017. Jake and Sophie are seniors at a certain high school titled Bloomfield Hills High School. I'm doxing us. Is that okay? Okay. We are at Bloomfield Hills High School in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, off of Long Lake Road. but we're there. We're ready. Everybody's freaking out because we are going to be going to college. College is a wild, wild, crazy time. When my son looks at me and goes, how was college? I'll be like, oh, buddy boy. I've had some really, really interesting experiences in college that I don't think I would have had anywhere else had I not been in college right now. College, I did improv comedy, which is like the lamest thing ever, but it was so much fun and I wouldn't have been able to do it. College, I had a little bit too much apple juice a couple times, and then, you know, we had apple juice parties, everybody. And so if you know what I'm talking about, but I cannot condone underage apple juice drinking as a podcast host. But but for real, college has been a really, really crazy, crazy, crazy time. I've talked to some people I never would have talked to. Let me segue to the cafeterias here. Have you ever eaten at one of the MSU cafeterias? They're not bad, but they're not great. They're like, okay, I lived in Snyder Phillips for 3 years, actually. I lived there my junior year as well. Yeah, I know. I lived in a single. Don't tell me about it, all right? But I was there. I was in a single, and I would eat in the cafeteria, and I putz around, and the cafeteria workers all knew my name, and I eat the same thing every day because I'm a man of routine. I eat the same thing. I go to the same classes. I do that. So I had a fried chicken sandwich every day for essentially 3 years straight. It was very, very good. But by the end, I was like, yeah, I wanted to spice it up. So I started putting cheese on it. I put pickles on it. And, you know, college is in the cafeteria. A couple times I'd wake up in the morning. I'd bring my computer to the cafeteria. I'd work from like 7 a.m. until 8 o'clock at night, and I just work there. My friends would come in, they'd sit with me, we'd eat, and they'd leave, and I keep working. And the new friends would come in, sit with me, eat, and then they leave. Excuse me, I'm getting all worked up. I'm getting a little gassy. I'm burping, but yeah. So college is fun, cafeteria is fun. MSU football games. I'm just going through all the beats. MSU football games, very fun. You will know it's a football game day through audio before you actually see it, because you'll hear people outside tailgating going, rah, 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 and you look out and it's 6 a.m. You're like, oh my God, it's a football day. And so football days are fun. The best thing, the secret strat is you'll go around with like one of your friends, you wear Michigan State apparel, and you go up to a random group of people that look nice. And you're like, oh, I'm so hungry. And they'll go, oh, take my hot dogs, take my chips, take, you know, and then you go over to the next booth. Oh, you know, I just can't believe I skipped. Oh, you skipped breakfast. Take this. And so by the time the day ends, you've had breakfast, you've had lunch, you've had second lunch, you've had third lunch, you've had fourth dinner, and you just, it's the best. What else is important in college? College, I haven't gone swimming. I really want to go swimming. It doesn't have to do with anything. I've just been on a swimming kick lately. I've lived in Cedar Village this year, and I've seen some crazy things. I've seen some couch burnings. I cannot condone couch burnings, but I've watched them from my balcony as I'm like a king, as Nate talked about being in the castle. I'm in the castle right now, looking down at my subjects burning couches, and I'm like, I see you, and I'm above you. But I've watched couch burnings. It's crazy. It's wild. I'm not a big fan of, I don't keep up with the sports, but I keep up with the things that have to do with the sports more than the actual sports. So college has been crazy. I talked about the cafeterias. I like the cookies here. The dairy store, RIP the dairy store. The store closed. I went there a couple times. Very, very yummy. Grilled cheese at the dairy store. Very, very yummy. One final thing I will say about my 4 years of collegiate experience here at the Michigan State University in East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. I have never taken a bus here. Yes, you are hearing this right. In all 4 of my years, I have walked everywhere on campus, everywhere around campus. I've either walked or I've driven in my car. This has been a weird challenge I've done for myself, and I'm going to graduate without taking the bus to any of my classes. I would walk from North Campus all the way in Snyder Phillips, all the way down to Case. I do that walk 3 times a day, my undergrad, because I had class in Case, then I'd go back to Sci-Fi, and I'd eat lunch, and then I'd go back. And so my calves, these boys have never been stronger thanks to my anti-bus challenge. I'm not dissing the buses. I'm just like, I just want to try this without the buses. And I did it. And so that's a fun little fact. I'm going to graduate without taking a single bus here at Michigan State. So when people are like, oh, the buses stink, I'm like, I wouldn't know that. So that's my little rant about college, about Michigan State. It's been a really, really fun time here at Michigan State. If you're wondering what college to go to, you should go to Michigan State. Why not? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Period.
Yeah, very.
And let me add one more thing. If you do go to Michigan State, and you're, well, you will be a freshman, and you get the meal plan with the Spartan cash.
Yes.
You you can be just like me and end up having a bunch at the last few weeks of your senior year, and so you can just go on a shopping spree. That's exactly what I did. I bought $140 worth of markers. So
that's incredible.
I've been
blowing through that Spartan cash. Let me tell you, this year I've probably spent over $1,000 in Spartan cash because I've just had it accumulated from all my years in the dorms. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my balance and I was like, oh my God. So I've been essentially going out to dinner every single night for this entire year. And I still have a lot left. So you save that Sparty cash, because once you're off campus, it'll be like gold to you. Mm-hmm. Gold. Or you could buy markers.
Yes.
Why not?
I bought Copics markers for those listening. They're very nice markers. So I don't regret my purchase at all. I am beyond happy with how I spent my money. Actually, my parents' money, but you know what?
I feel that.
It's fine. My parents don't disown me for being an artist, so.
Very, very well put. So, in conclusion, MSU, yay. U of M, also yay. Go to school, Michigan, make your parents happy. All right, so now we are going to transition to a quick 20-second Torah portion. So let's hear our last 20-second Torah.
It's time for 20-second Torah.
Hi, I'm Rabbi Jenna Stein-Turo, and this is 20-second Torah. This week we are celebrating Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, the period between Passover and Shavuot, which is counted daily. The Omer is a time of semi-mourning and introspection, and today we take a break from that to honor Rabbi Akiva and his fallen students. It's celebrated with bonfires and outdoor celebrations. Perfect timing to celebrate the end of the semester as well. Have a wonderful summer.
All right. Very good. Thank you, 20-second Torah. Okay, and now we are moving on to Nate's favorite portion of the podcast, the L'chaim of the Week. So, in case you are unfamiliar, the L'chaim of the Week is a portion in this podcast where we give a shout-out to something in the coming week that we're looking forward to. We kind of talk about something that we are excited about, just kind of giving like a little L'chaim or a toast. So, I'm going to go first. The L'chaim of the Week I'm going to be using this week is for my graduation. I'm going to be graduating May 2nd. We are lucky enough to have an in-person graduation. Because I wasn't sure if we were going to have one. My major is relatively small, so we're going to be in the auditorium parking lot. And I'm really, really looking forward to commencement and walking across. And I don't know if they're going to do like handshakes or anything, but I'm going to still get my diploma. And wow, just wow, it's all real. It's all happening. It's crazy. Whoa, it's all happening so fast. Sophie, what about you?
I think I'm going to say the same. Yep. Graduation. Mine is the day before May 1st. So the day after this episode releases, I will have a degree. Sometimes I question how I, am graduating. Sometimes I wonder how I got into Michigan State, but you know what? I'm pretty, I've got some knowledge up in this brain. Sometimes I don't. So I'm excited to have a degree, something to frame, exciting. Walk across the stage, yeah. Hopefully. See people in my classes that I've never seen in person before. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I haven't seen a lot of these people in person. That'll be nice to actually see them again. Mm-hmm. That's really nice. And then Nate, what about you?
When this episode airs, I will be in the middle of a wedding weekend for two of my close friends. Whatever anyone else tells you, I am responsible for why they are together. It is me. It was senior year of high school. My friend Jason was a junior. He wanted to go talk to Gabby, but he didn't know if he should. And I pushed him physically and said, go talk to her. And then they started dating, and then they kept dating, and then they are now getting married. And I am so excited, and I'm really scared that I'm going to like have like the emotions of like you all graduating while I'm also like celebrating this wedding. But it is what it is, and I cannot wait. And I also get to wear like a tux and like pictures and all kinds of stuff. So I like can't wait.
Oh,
exciting.
It is exciting. It's sad, but it's exciting. And you did that. You're like a little Cupid. Look at you, Nate. Proud of you.
With my little diaper and everything, just flying with a little diaper, my little fat rolls on the side, which I actually do have. And then my little arrow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rocking the diaper as always, Nate.
Oh, there's your Halloween costume for this year.
You should.
That'd be great. Get ready, everyone.
Uh-oh. Little Cupid, here he comes.
Anyway, I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to chat with us. Where can people find you? Drop your socials. Tell, like, send your Venmos. Do whatever.
Okay, I'll go first. So if you want to follow me on my real account, it's Sophie Dwoskin. If I don't know who you are, just send a message, say, hey, I'm from the Kvetch, and maybe I'll accept your follow. But I do have a public account. It is Art by Dwos, which you can see my cool graphic design photography work there. It doesn't get updated as much as I'd want to, but you know, maybe I will if you guys follow it. And as always have the Stop the Jewish Hate. Maybe I'll continue it after my project's done. I'm kind of enjoying it, so maybe if you guys follow it, let me know what you want to hear about to fight anti-Semitism. Let me know. My Venmo is Sophie-Dwoskin. I will be a struggling artist, so anything helps. I'm kidding. You don't have to Venmo me.
That's funny.
But we won't say no. Okay. Jake, go ahead.
All right. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is, I believe, I'm double checking because I don't want to mess this up. Very, very important. It's at JakeRubin27. So if you want to see pictures of me, go follow me there. I have one of those fancy TikTok like link tree things. So if you want to follow all my other social medias, all I have to do is just hit my link tree and then all of them will pop up. But if you want to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter is at JakeRubin69, not of my own accord. That's what Twitter gave me. So at JakeRubin69 on Twitter, I tweet really funny things. If you want to hear me do another podcast, one that is improv themed, you should come and listen to my podcast, Screenplay Podcast. It is me and my friends, we improvise a movie together. It's a little bit more it's a little bit more mature rated, I would say. This is like a PG podcast. This one's more like a R-rated movie. So if you want to come listen, don't bring your mother. Don't have your father listen to it in secret or something. But make sure that you listen to it. So that's a way to connect with me in some fun, unique ways.
Oh, I forgot to plug my Twitter, but my Twitter is Estwas.
Estwas.
There you go. Well, thank you both for all the work that you've done and all of the wonderful world that you've created here in the Weekly Kvetch. And I'm going to pass it back to Jake as we wrap up.
All right, everybody. So with great sadness in my heart, I have to tell you that we are nearing the end. We have reached the end, actually, of the last episode of the Weekly Kvetch. Being your host this year has been a very, very special experience for me, and I wouldn't have traded it for the world. It's just been a really, really awesome time. And whatever form this podcast takes in the future, just know that it has a permanent listener, because it was very nice. Very, very nice. So thank you, Sophie. Thank you, Nate.
Of course.
Thank you, Hillel. Heck yeah, man. All right. So for the very last time, I am your host, Jake, and this has been the Weekly Kvetch. I hope that you have a wonderful day and an even better night. All right. Peace out.
And that's our show. Thanks for kvetching with us this week. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review and call a friend to tell them you love them. The Weekly Kvetch is hosted by me, Jake Rubin, and our executive producers are Sophie Dwoskin and Nate Strauss. This podcast is a production of MSU Hillel. Yalla bye, my friends.
Theme music produced by Peter Cooley.